请坐。
Listen, sister.
我们一同打开罗马书第二章。
Shall we open to Romans chapter two?
我们今天的念第十二节，一直念到这个第十六节。
The reading from verse 12 to verse 16.
翻到了，我先读一遍，也大家再开声读一遍。
Reverend Tao will read once, and then we together will read another time.
请你注意我在重点的地方，我的念的会更大声、更慢。
Pay attention to my emphasis.
犯没有律法犯了罪的，也必不按律法灭亡。犯在律法以下犯的罪的，也必按律法受审判。原来在上帝面前，不是听律法的称义，乃是行律法的称义。没有律法的外邦人，若顺着本性行律法的事，他们虽然没有律法，自己就是自己的律法。这是显出律法的功用，刻在他们心里，他们是非之心同作见证，并且他们的思念互相较量，或以为是，或以为非，就在上帝借着耶稣基督审判人隐秘事的日子，照着我的福音所言。我们大家一同来读：凡没有律法犯了罪的，也必不按律法灭亡；反正律法以下犯了罪的，也必按律法受审判。原来在上帝的面前，不是听律法的为义，乃是行律法的称义。没有律法的外邦人，若顺着本性行律法上的事，他们虽然没有律法，自己就是自己的律法。这是显出律法的功用，刻在他们心里，他们是非之心同作见证，并且他们的思念互相较量，或以为是，或以为非。就在上帝借着耶稣基督审判人隐秘事的日子，照着我的福音所言。我们读经就到这个地方。
We shall stop the reading of scripture here.
我们再一次低头祷告。
One more time we pray.
请李博士带领我们祷告。
Father, we thank you once again as we come before you. We are come with a heart of humility. We thank you because such wonderful and such mighty is your word that is going to speak to us and speak also deep into our hearts. We ask that you prepare our hearts.We ask that you open our hearts, illuminate us, so that even tonight we can listen, can hear, and also can understand your will in our life. Once again, we are going to commit your servant, Dr. Tong, into your presence, and may you once again speak through him to us and to each and every one of us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. 我们上个礼拜在这里讲到第七节到第十一节这一段的圣经。
Last week we expounded on verses 7 to 11.
在这里给我们看到了神并不偏待人。
Here we see that God does not show favoritism to anybody.
他既然把他关于他存在的事已经显明在人的心里面。
Things that regard God, since God has revealed to us,
让人就知道神的永恒性同神存在的这件事实。
So we know the eternal nature and also the existence of God.
所以有一些人就照着这个普遍启示所给他们的力量，他们追求那些永恒的尊贵之。
And with this strength that's given to them through general revelation, they want to seek things with the glory and also honor.
但有一些人，他们践踏这个普遍启示所带给我们的这种。基本的信仰。
But there are people who want to tremble on this grace that comes from a general revelation.
所以神就让他们留在朽坏的中间。
So God allows them to be the corruption.
人被造原是有尊贵有荣耀的。
Man is created in honor and in glory.
但是这个人的尊贵同荣耀不是现成的一种直接的礼物。
But this honor and glory is not ready made thing given to us as a gift.
乃是有一个本性，就是这个潜在能借着试炼去达到神所给我们的奖赏。
But rather with the nature, with the potentiality for the process of suffering, when you seek and achieve that.
当一个人犯罪的时候
，at the time when a man sins,
他就是践踏了神所给他的这个位分。
He is troubling this position that God has given to him.
亏欠了神所给他的荣耀
，and falls of the glory of God.
偏离了神为他定的目标
，and gone astray of the aim that God has given to him.
把自己的潜在能放在一个一定要受审判，而自己慢慢枯萎，是个萎缩以至于朽坏的地步。
So to this potentiality that God has given to him, it dwindles.
所以呢，我们这里就看到呢，人有一天一定要受上帝审判。
So we see that one day man shall surely be judged by God.
这个表示呢，道的功能的基础虽然是自由。
Even though say that, even though the foundation of morality is liberty,
人所领受从神而来的道德的自由呢，却不是一个绝对性的自由。
But ethical liberty, even as received from God, is not the absolute liberty.
如果你说自由不是绝对的，还是自由吗
？If morality is not absolute, then it has is it true morality?
如果自由成为道德的一个基础的话
，If liberty becomes the foundation of a morality,
那么道德的责任一定是跟神的审判发生关。
Then the moral responsibility must have connection with the judgment of God.
我不能说我有自由，我可以随便犯罪。
I cannot say that I have freedom, so I can sin as I like.
那么我就没有责任向上帝负责。
Then I will not be accountable to God.
如果这个自由所产生的是这种不需要负责任的道德的话
，If freedom produces kind of morality without a sense of responsibility,
别人的存在就成了我的自由的一个牺牲品了。
Then others' existence becomes the sacrifice of my own freedom.
如果我的自由不需要向上帝负责任的话
if my morality does not be accountable to God
那我就用我的自由来绝对化自我把自己当作像上帝一样
then I use freedom to absolutize myself so that I am my God
许多人就在我的自由中间被我牺牲掉被我践踏了他们的权利
so in my freedom a lot of people make sacrifices and retrieve my means
所以人与神之间的存在是个相对的对存
so this kind of a contingentexistence of man with God
所以人有与神之间的相对性
and man have a counterpart relativity with God
所以这样人所领受的自由一定是要向上帝负责
so the kind of freedom man receive from God must be surely accountable to God
因为人的自由一定要向上帝负责任
that our responsibility must be answerable to God
所以我们的自由绝对不是绝对的自由
So our freedom absolutely is not absolute freedom.
这个是许多反对基督教的人是绝对不能接受的一件事情。
And this is something those who go against God absolutely can accept.
但是这件事情绝对就是如此。
But this thing absolutely will be such.
不会因为人不赞成可以逃脱这个定律。
It will not be because you oppose it that you run away from this law.
因为人还是照样照着神所造的原则里面要守住神所定的这些规矩
because man according to the principle God has created them they must walk in the way of the principle
无神论最诚实的一句话是什么呢
the atheist the most honest word that they have spoken
就是如果没有上帝 我什么都可以做
if there's no God I can do anything I want
这句话是谁讲出来的
who said this
这句话是俄国最大的文学家 Dostoevsky 在他的书里面提出来的话
it's a Russian writer Dostoevsky In his book, he has written that.
Dostoevsky 对苏联甚至对全世界文学性的影响是大得不得了。
Dostoevsky, he has a great influence in Russia and even the whole world.
你们喜欢世界文学的人都知道他有两本最重要的书。
You know that he has very two very important books.
第一本就是《罪与罚》。
The first is the
Sin and Crime.
Sin and Crime and Punishment. I'm sorry, Crime and Punishment.
第二本就是 The Brothers from Karamazov.
The Brothers from Karamazov.
这个人呢，就把他的宗教性对人的深透的了解，用文学把它表达出来。
So he has used literature to expound on the human nature in our sin.
我个人认为 Dostoevsky 的神学思想。比许多肤浅的神学家是深的不得了。
I would assume that the Dostoevsky's theology is even deeper than those very shallow theologians.
因为他对人性的弱点的了解是非常非常透彻。
Because his understanding of the weaknesses of human nature is so thorough.
我相信他年老的时候是非常精深研究圣经的一个学者。
I truly believe he is a scholar when he gets old, he studied the Bible very deeply.
所以在东正教的神学思想里面
And that's why it's an orthodox theology.
从圣经发出来的光辉
And also from the light that shone on others,
照耀了这个大文豪的良心
And also has shone on this great literature.
所以当他描写人性的时候
So when he describes human nature,
你把他的文学跟法国的文学跟德国的文学跟美国英国的文学相比的时候
If you were to compare his writing to the English, to the German, to the French writing,
你发现他对罪人的心理的了解超过他们
You will find that his understanding of human nature In sin, transcend all this.
对人与神之间关系的描述比他们更深。
And his description of a man's relationship with God is more deeper than better than.
在《Karamazov 兄弟》这本书里面。
And also in the brother that comes from Karamazov.
那个做弟弟的名叫伊万。
And the one who was a brother, younger brother, was
younger brother, 他就讲了一句话：如果没有上帝，我什么事情都可以做。
And he says, "If there's no God, I can do anything I want."
这句话虽然很简单
，And even though this is a very simple statement,
这就表达了无神论的真正动机是。
But only to see the real motive of the atheist.
无神论的人就是常常讲出神这个字的那些人。
And the atheist many times mention this word called God.
如果神是根本不存在，为什么他们念神的名字？
If God never exists, why say the utter the name God?
如果神是根本不存在，为什么要反对上帝呢
？If God never exists, why oppose Him then?
你做什么反对一个不存在的事呢
？Why say you oppose something that never exists?
如果神不存在，为什么你要提到他的名字
？If God never exists, why say you mention His name?
所以当无神论提到神的时候，都是痛恨的。
So when the atheists mention the name God, they hate Him.
这表示他们内心里面知道神是存在的。
Only when they say deep in their heart, they know that God exists.
而且神的存在是他痛恨的对象。
And the existence of God becomes the object for them to hate.
神的存在是他反对的原因。
And the existence of God becomes the reason for them to oppose.
没有一个人反对根本不存在或者不重要的事情。
There will be any single one who oppose something which does not exist any of.
这是深度心理学所告诉我们的事情。
This is something which is deep,
very deep psychology.
This is a very deep psychology.
就是当一个人反对的时候，一定是对他的痛恨，他不赞同的东西，他认为威胁他存在的那一个位格或者那些事物产生反对。
When the someone opposed within deep in the heart, he hated things.
如果一个不存在的事物
，if something that never exists,
你提到他的时候
，when you mention that,
你甚至好像不知道他到底需要不需要提。
The extent that you don't know whether it's worth mentioning or not.
你可以轻描淡写，好像是描写一些想象中间的事物。
So you can just describe it. Is it something which is imagination?
但是当你谈到一个人，你就痛恨起来。
But when you mention some person you hate,
你就产生反对的心。
They want to oppose.
这就从心理学的角度告诉人，你心灵的深处知道他是存在。
Which means psychological perspective tell us that you truly know that he exists.
所以无神论的动机。根本不是说他不要上帝
The atheist motive is that not that they do not want God
也不是说他不需要上帝
That does not mean that they do not need God
更不是说他不承认上帝存在
All the more that they deny the God exists
那么你说到底他的动机是什么呢
Then what is the motive?
他不要上帝的干涉
They do not want the interference from God
不要上帝的审判
They do not want the judgment from God
你明白吗
Do you understand now?
与其告诉人家神会审判他
rather than to tell people that God will judge them,
不如干脆说神是不存在。
They would rather say that God never exists.
所以无神论真正的动机就是要有一个绝对的自由，不需要向上帝负责任。
So the true atheists want to have absolute freedom, then they are answerable to God.
当我在圣彼得堡在苏联讲道的时候
，When I was in St. Petersburg,
我特别抽一个早上的时间到坟墓里面去找 Dostoyevsky。埋葬的地方。
So I went to a place to find the tomb of the Tolstoy.
我在那里找到几个很重要的人。
And there I found a few very important figures.
Borodin, Dostoevsky,
Tchaikovsky,
还有一些苏联重要的思想家。
And some very important Russian thinkers.
我在那边思想他们的背景、他们的神学、他们的音乐、他们的人生的问题。
There was thinking about the background, their thought, their music.
为什么说上帝存在？对我有影响呢
Why do we say that God's existence influences?
如果没有上帝，我什么事都可以做。
If there's no God, I can do anything I want.
你的人盼望不必为自由所做的错事负责任。
Because men are hoping that they do not have to be answerable for what they do in the freedom of our
life. 既然已经做了
，since I've done that,
最好就不必负责。
It will be the best I don't be answerable.
我既然已经做了
，since I've done that,
最好就没有审判。
The best is no judgment.
所以神啊，你不存在算了。
The God, never mind you do not exist.
反正人家看不见你，我为什么要告诉人你存在呢
？The man do not see you. Why should I must tell people that you exist?
我就跟名正言顺说，我看不见谁。所以神不能证明，所以神不存在。
Since I do not see God, I cannot prove God. God does not exist.
但是内心的深处讲的一句话，就是伊万所讲的：如果没有上帝，我什么都可以做。
Then deep in the heart, the state similar. Even saying that if there's no God, I can do anything I want.
这是罪人最可怕的一个观念。
This is the most horrifying situation of man.
赌博的人他只想赚钱。
And the people who gamble want to make money.
他想不必做工把人的钱把它抢过来。
They tell them without working I can snatch people's money.
赌博的人不想破产。
Those who want to gamble want to think of bankrupt.
很多人破产因为赌博。
But a lot of people go bankrupt because they gamble.
他赌的时候因为他很聪明。
When they gamble they thought they are very clever.
他的想象很好的乐观，假赌博完之后他的钱就变成我的。
They are very optimistic after the gambling all people's money become my money. They say
犯奸淫的人
those call me a 盗徒
他不想家庭破裂
they don't think that the family will break
他只想我的性欲得到更大的满足
they tell them my sexual desire is being satisfied
更自由的发挥
and more freedom than
更多的享受
and more enjoyment
但是我的太太我的丈夫没有办法管我的
it is my wife my husband cannot control me
所以我们看见人在犯罪之中的时候都是为自己想到不需受审判而可以得到最终自由的自由的绝对性
So we see the men when they sin, the exercise of freedom they have in sin.
如果没有上帝
if there's no God,
我就更自由了
I'm more free.
如果没有上帝
if there's no God,
就没有人干涉我了
no one interferes.
这是表示自由不愿意负责犯罪不愿意受审判的一种心理的表达
which is a psychological expression of the sinning do not want to be responsible and do not want to be judged
请问这是一件可能的事情吗
is it possible
这是一件不可能的事情
it is impossible
所以让当人类以为他可以用各样的理论来抵挡上帝除灭上帝的名号来使自己到了真正自由的时候
when men think that they can use all kinds of saying and doctrine to oppose God so that they can reach a state of absolute freedom
神的话要成为整个人类抵挡神文化的审判
and God's word become the judgment of human culture
我提醒大家今天这一段的圣经是全本圣经只有这一段这样讲别的地方没有讲
I will remind you all this passage we read tonight will expound it in this way
所以我们今天读的这段圣经有几个很重要的这个要词要词
and this passage we read are very important very key words
这里要词的词是什么呢
and these key words are
就是律法
law
就是灭亡
there's a parish
就是审判
the judgment
就是定罪
there's condemnation
就是称义
there's justification
就是良心的功用
there's the function of conscience
这些东西都是整个法律上很重要的词句
These are very important terminology in law
那么这里面到底要讲的关系是什么呢
What kind of relationship you want to expound
也就是人被造成了有法律义务的生命
The man created to be someone who knows law
这是人性最基本的三大方面里面一方面
And this most basic of human nature and one aspect of it
人的法性的功能
The law nature of man
那么你说人性的三大这个性质的到底是指那三个
So what are three human nature
这就是归正神学所提出来的
And reformed theology has mentioned that
根据以弗所书第四章第二十四节
According to Ephesians chapter 4 verse 24 it says
人性的第一大的功能就是理性的功能
The first function of man's human nature is rationality
人性的第二大的功能就是法性的功能
The second is the law 那个叫 law
第三个功能就是德性的功能
And the third is the nature of morality
所以呢保罗说呢这个新人是按照上帝的形象造的有真理的仁义同圣洁
Paul said that this new man has been created according to the image of God and he has also the holiness of righteousness.
The 真理的人性和圣洁
And also the holiness and truth and righteousness.
或者呢可以说呢 the true and the righteousness, the holiness of the truth. 所以有真理的仁义和圣洁真理就表示理性的功能。
So this truth represents our rational nature.
这个义就是真理的仁义就表示法性的功能。
And righteousness points to law.
圣洁就表示德性的功能。
Holiness points to morality.
将人有思想的追求。
So men can seek for thoughts.
人有这个法律的判断。
Men also have the lawful judgment.
人有的行为追求圣洁的道德功能
and men also in the context they want to seek for holiness
这样每一个文化都在这方面发展
so every culture will develop in these three aspects
一个文化思想的多
And this culture think more.
法律行的公正。
And also the law is better.
道德更圣洁的时候。
Morality is towards more correct.
这个文化就是比较高的文化。
And this culture is a more noble culture.
一个国家法院不照法律去行，像印尼现在的情形。
When the government do not practice according to the law in court,
思想没有按理性功能去发展知识。
And also the mind do not develop according to the rationality.
人的行为可以用虚妄代替城市的时候
and then also that conduct can use hypocrisy to represent truth
这个社会是比较低流的一个社会
and then this society belongs to lower culture
所以人性的尊贵就在先说给人的三大本性里面建造起来
the honor of human nature is there because you have built upon this three nature
我们是谁
who are we
我是有理性的人
I'm one with rationality
我是谁
who am I
我是有法性的人
when I'm with law
我是谁
who am I
我是有德性的人
the one with morality
那么这一段的圣经特别指向的就是关于法性同德性之间的问题。
So this passage expounds on the law and morality.
所以保罗在这一开头第一句话就是说，如果一个人没有律法，犯了罪。
And that's why Paul in the beginning he said that if a man without the law,
那么他犯了罪
then he has sinned.
那么怎么办呢？
What to do now?
因为他没有律法嘛。
Because he doesn't have the law.
没有规矩嘛。
He doesn't have the regulation.
没有诫命嘛。
He doesn't have the commandment.
没有限制嘛。
He doesn't have the limitation.
那么他犯了罪怎么办呢？
When he sinned, what to do now?
保罗就先讲一句神的公义所表达的话语。
And then God says, Paul says a statement expressing God's righteousness.
他并不照律法来灭亡。
Then he will not perish according to the law.
所以这句话呢，就使许多的人呢，以为圣经是讲到有一些人不必灭亡。
So people think that the Bible says that some people should not perish.
因为犯罪不违背律法的，因为没有律法，他知道他犯了罪就不按照律法灭亡，不等于说他不灭亡吗？
Which means that when you sin, there's no law. Which means you don't know about the law. So when you sin, you don't have to die.
你为什么做这个事？
Why say you do such?
因为我不知道。
Because I don't know.
为什么你不知道？
Why say you don't know?
因为没有人告诉我。
Because nobody tells me.
我想你们都有这样的经验，对不对？
That's because this is our experience.
那么你心里会说，感谢主，没有人告诉我。
And then you say, thank God, because no one tells me.
好在没有人告诉我。
It's good that no one tells me.
所以我就有机会做错事情了。
So I have the opportunity to commit the wrong.
做错事对你有很大的益处的时候。
So when you do wrong, that will benefit you.
你就盼望律法有漏洞。
You will hope there's a loophole in law.
这是今天有一些的有钱人之所以比别人更快有钱的原因。
And that's why some rich people become more rich than other people.
为什么？因为东南亚很多国家政府比百姓更笨。
Because in Southeast Asia, there are many governments who are more stupid than the people.
所以等政府来不及制定法律的时候，百姓已经找到了空隙赚了大钱。
So before this, the government can tighten the laws, they will find a loophole to make more money.
但是政府的你这样做不对呀、
啊。So the government says it's wrong for you to do such.
你说你怎么可以说我不对呢
？How can you say I'm wrong?
我到底犯哪一条呢
？Which law have I committed?
政府说犯哪一条？看看没有啊
？Which one? No.
哦，我知道，少了几条。
Oh, I know a few are lacking.
所以政府看了最后才定法条。
So you see that when they've seen, then they make laws.
那么这些聪明人再找律法没有了，他再去赚。
And this Italian people will find more loopholes.
所以这样的律法就在人的犯罪行为一直追不上。
So this law is now chasing after men's sin.
当然，大英联邦是比较有经验的。
Of course, the UK Great Britain has more experience.
因为英国是一个基督教的国家。
Because it is a Christian nation.
自从这个 Magna Charta 以后
，Magna Charta
就是大宪法之后
，And after the Great Constitution,
英国的法律连王帝的权柄都给他限制。
Even he limited also the power of the king.
这是基督教王国。对王帝限定的宪法超过所有非基督教国家最重要的一个先锋。
This is also the pioneer of Christian nation that even know how to limit the power of the emperor.
这个叫做 constitutional monarchy.
This is called constitutional monarchy.
君主立宪。
And constitutional monarchy.
连王也没有办法绝对自由。
Even the king cannot have absolute freedom.
我们当谈到人类的自由不应当是绝对的时候
，When they say that man's freedom should not be absolute.
当然了，我们老百姓、小市民，当然了，我们的自由不绝对。
Of course, we are common people. We cannot have absolute freedom.
但是大英帝国从圣经里面找到的根据，连做君王的都自由不是绝对。
But the Great Britain from the Bible, they found the foundation. Even the emperors cannot have absolute freedom.
这就是基督教的帝王。跟非基督教国家的皇帝 绝对不同的地方。
And this is absolutely different between the emperor in the Christian kingdom and those who are non-Christian.
可能你没有发现，每一堂我们讲的都不是单单讲的个人的事，已经讲了整个人类的命运最重要的一些原理的问题。
Maybe you never thought that would explore all these sessions concerning human faith as a totality.
你要
做 for individuals.
你可能需要知道每一个礼拜你听的东西是你花了多少钱去留学，可能也没有听到。
You want to know that every Monday when you the thing that you have heard, maybe you spend much money.
我个人很宝贵神给我们自己机会。
And I treasure this opportunity God has given to us.
我年轻的时候盼望有这样的机会可以常常供应我的需要。
When I was young, I hoped that there's this kind of meeting supply my need.
但是我没有机会。
But I don't have the opportunity.
我年老的时候要给你们这样的机会。
So when I'm old, I want to give you this opportunity.
使我们好好思想整个人类命运的问题。
So you want to think about the future and destiny of humankind.
人是有发性的吗？
Man has a law nature.
是。
Yes.
人是有德性吗？
Man has the need of morality.
是、
yes.
道德的基础是什么？
What's the foundation of our ethics?
不是勉强。
Not to force.
道德的基础是什么？
What's the foundation of morality?
是自由。
It is freedom.
自由是绝对的吗？
Freedom is absolute.
不是。
No.
为什么自由不是绝对的？
Why is that freedom is absolute?
因为人与神的相对关系。
Because man's relative nature with God.
人的道德要负责任。
And man's morality must be responsible to God.
人与人之间的互相存在。
And there is the interaction of man and man.
Coexistence before man and man should not be destroyed by the individual freedom of others.
人的这互动的这个存在不应该受其他人的自由所毁灭。
所以这个自由是相对，不是绝对。这一件事是绝对，我们要尊重。
It is only absolute that man's freedom is relative.
当我们看到君王的自由的时候
，When talking about the freedom of kings,
从圣经给我们看到的观念和原则。照样的做君王的自由也不是绝对。
From the principle and also the true Bible, we see that even the kings do not have the absolute freedom.
那些没有受过 Magna Carta 影响的国家
，those will not be influenced by this constitutional monarchy.
他还以为自己可以用自己的文化来解释自己的政体。
They thought that they can use their own way to explain their own system.
所以东方这些有最高深传统文化的国家。都是产生独裁的地方。
So the in the Eastern nation, they have a very deep culture. They produce these dictators.
为什么这些独裁是产生在这些地方呢
？When the dictatorship is being produced in this nation,
对人性的不了解。
Because they do not fully understand human nature.
对自由的不了解。
Do not understand about freedom.
对责性发性在神面前的交账的这个责任的不了解。
And do not understand about accountability of our law nature and also our this moral nature.
Responsibility before God.我们一生之间要交账的。
That our responsibility before God.
你说的我今天是自由的。
You say I'm free today.
你说我做的事没有犯法。
I have not committed any crime.
所以这个法律就变成自由的一个看得见的相对的约束。
So this law becomes the visible counter restriction of human nature.
Law is a boundary for our freedom.我们自由的界限法律就制定出来了
So the law becomes the boundary of our freedom
我的自由到了抵触法律的时候
My freedom when it comes to the state when I go against the law
我就要停止了
I must stop that
我要在法律的面前承认我的自由是有限制的
Before the law I must acknowledge my freedom is limited
那么自由和法律之间的关系是什么呢
And what's the relationship of freedom and law
就法律一方面限制自由一方面保障自由
So this law on the one hand set the boundary for freedom, but at the same time they
保障自由
they protect freedom.
Assure and protect your freedom. 为什么说又会限制又会保障
Why is it at the same time it constrain, at the same time it protect?
因为这是律法本身隐藏着一个反合性
Because this is the paradoxical nature of law.
在我们的四肢的建连的地方
And also at the joint of our limbs,
都隐藏着一个很特别的关
There's a very important limit there.
使你的毒从你的细菌要进到心脏的时候，一定关起来。
So that even this germ can come to your heart, it will close.
这是什么呢
？What is that?
这个你最自由的肢体。
So this very free limbs.
当影响到你最不自由的中心点的时候
When it influences the center point which is not free
这就有一个相对性的拦阻把那个自由切断了
So there's a relative hindrance to a severe freedom
造人身体的上帝
And God who created man
借着我们身体的奥妙
According to the profundity mystery of our
body 告诉我们自由是有相对
Only to tell us that this freedom is relative
自由是有限制的
Freedom is a limit
这个限制呢也保障了我们的心脏不容易受到细菌的侵蚀
And also it safeguards so that our heart will not be easily being attacked by the germs
自由受保障
Freedom is being protected
是因为有了限制
Because there's limitations
所以神就这样安排了
So God has arranged such
那么圣经告诉我们律法呢不单单是限制我们
The Bible says law not only restrain us
律法是使人自由的
But also it set us free
所以这个只有圣经提过这样的名词
Only the Bible says in this statement
在雅各书里面
In the James
使人自由的律法
And also the law that set us free
你说就是和我们的常识完全相悖的
You said that according to our general law
律法是使人不自由的律法
Because law set us so that we're not free
哪里有律法哪里就不自由
Because when there's law there's no freedom
圣灵的启示不一样
But the inspiration comes from
哪里有律法哪里才有自由
When there's law there's freedom
所以这样律法跟自由就产生了正面不是反面的关系
So there's a positive relationship of law and freedom
那么你说我的自由到底在哪里呢
You say where lies my freedom
就是律法的保护在里面受了律法的限制
It is with the protection and also with the constraint of law
那就是这还叫做自由吗
Can that be the freedom?
当然这才叫做真自由
Of course that's called true freedom
因为我们犯罪以后我们对自由的观念也堕落了
Because after we have seen our knowledge of freedom has fallen
所以如果问平常的人
If I want to ask a commoner
请你告诉我什么叫做自由
Tell me what's freedom
他的回答我要做什么就做什么
He's answering me I want to do what I want to do
这个叫做自由吗
That's called freedom
没有人拦我这个叫做自由
No one can restrain me
我要打你就打你
I want to beat you I can beat you
我要骂你就骂你
I want to score you I can score you
我要犯罪就犯罪
I want to rule wrong I can
rule wrong 我的自由
That's my freedom
所以我要打你就打你我的自由
I will beat you
你懂吗但是我的自由已经呢影响了别人的生命的安全的
事 My freedom when it is invading people's safety
这个自由就不是真的自由
That's not called true freedom
一定有限制
Because there must be a restraint.
一定有保障。
There must be protection.
一定有原则。
There must be principle.
所以圣经从来没有告诉我们，自由就是你要做什么就做什么。
Because the Bible never tells you the freedom means you can do what you want to do.
如果我要做什么就做什么叫做自由。
If freedom means I can do what I want to do,
那么跟野蛮也没有分别了。
Then the same with savage.
什么叫做野蛮呢
？What is savage?
我要做什么就做什么。
I can do what I want.
什么叫做自由呢
？What is freedom?
我要做什么就做什么。
I can do what I want.
所以。自由人就是野蛮人了。
So the free man is a savage man.
你赞成吗？赞成的举手。你赞成哦？赞成自由人就是野蛮人吗？你赞成吗？赞成的举手。哦，如果你举手，你就是野蛮人了。
So you raise your hand, you're a savage man.
因为你说自由人就是野蛮人吗
？Because you say free man is a savage man.
所以你想清楚的时候。
When you think it very clear,
你说我不赞成。
You say I disagree.
如果自由跟野蛮连在一起，这世界还变成什么
？If freedom is related to savage, what kind of world we live in?
所以，只有犯法的人否定法律的重要。
Only those who go against the law will deny the importance of law.
只有犯法的人盼望犯法而不被罚。
Only those who wrong against law, they sin and they don't want to be judged.
那些知道。法律对自由产生保障作用的人都知道法律是正面的对我们有用处的
Those who know that we are protected by the law know that there's a positive function of law
这个圣经的原则是很清楚的
So the Bible has a very clear principle
今天很多人以为圣经是很落伍的是笨人是古代的人没有科学的人书我告诉你错了
A lot of people deem that the Bible is an ancient book which is being passed away by time You're wrong
今天我在南洋商报跟他们 interview 的时候
Today when I've been interviewing 南洋商报
他说呢请问你认为二十一世纪宗教对人类还有什么贡献吗
I want to ask you on the 21st century can religion contribute anything
信仰会不会受到科学现代化进步产生淘汰的作用
Will it be because there's advancement in science that this religion is being discarded
我心里想这是绝对不可能的事情
I say that absolutely it's not possible
现在的人甚至不知道
Even people today would not know.
马来西亚所讲的烈火莫熄，这句话原来根本很烈火莫熄，什么火什么熄，根本没有关系。
And even Malaysian when they speak about Reformation, we do not know what it means.
烈火莫熄 ，Reformation 就烈火莫熄。
Reformation 烈火莫熄。
Reformation 是什么？你知道吗
？Do you know what is Reformation?
这是基督教的名词。
That's a Christian terminology.
这是归回神圣信仰的意思。
That's to go back to the right truth.
所以马来西亚的回教徒根本不明白这个字哪里。
So in Malaysia, we don't know what it means by Reformation.
我们这叫 Reform theology.
When you say Reform theology,
Reform expository,
Reform expository,
这个就是真正的 Reform.
That's a true Reformation.
Reformation 是改教开始的。
Because Reformation starts from the time of Reformation.
基督教信仰要归回真理的那种顺从神、忠于原来的真正意义的这种精神产生出来。
The kind of spirit in Reformation whereby when you return back to the truth to be faithful to the truth.
我对记者说的。
I told a reporter.
今天21世纪，我们大大谈民主。
When it comes to 21st century, we talk about democracy.
连民主这两个字。真正的种子在整个中国5000年的书籍里面从来没有出现过。
Even the seed of democracy has never appeared in the Chinese books.
你念中国几千的书，念过民主吗？你告诉我在哪里
？Have you ever read this work called Democracy in Chinese Classics?
中国书里面有民主吗
？And all the books in Chinese.
你告诉我有没有
？Tell me whether there is or not.
对，有没有？我不但对你讲的。
Not only I tell you,
我在纽约对一些中国历史教授讲这个话。
Even in New York, I told those of historians in China.
有一个在北京教历史的教授听了以后
，There was one professor coming from Beijing who teach history.
很不服气。
He doesn't agree with me.
难道中国没有民主吗
？He said, "Is this so that China never talk about democracy?"
五四运动要民主，要民主。
Because ever since May 4th, we shouted that we want the democracy.
六四运动要民主。
And also in June the 4th, we want also democracy.
不民主宁可死。
And without freedom, I'd rather die.
给我民主或者给我死。
Give me liberty or give me death.
邓小平说给你死好了。
And 邓小平 said, give me death.
中国为什么邓小平这样讲呢？
Why is it 邓小平 say so?
因为你们所念的是外国的东西，中国根本没有这个东西，你在讲什么？
Because what you want is something which is of the West, China never have that.
孔子讲过民主吗？
Confucius have you said that?
没有。
No.
孟子呢？
Manchus?
好像有。
As if they had.
孟子是唯一最尊重百姓的哲学家。
And also this mention has said the only thing which honor is people.
Mencius is the only philosopher insists the importance of people.
And Mencius is the only one that insists the importance of people.
全中国哲学家里面只有一个孟子。
And all the philosophers in China only Mencius.
他敢讲一句话。
He said that.
民为贵，社稷次之，君为轻。
That's a people is honored, the society is less and even less than emperor.
The least is emperor.
The least is emperor.
所以民为尊贵，君王不重要。
So this people is the most honor and also the emperor is not important.
孟子写这句话头还没有砍掉，已经还感谢。
Mencius after he said that he cannot be beheaded, we have to praise God for that.
孟子这个思想是不是变成中国人就有民主运动的可能？没有可能。
And would that time become the motivation force of Chinese seeking for democracy? No.
因为他的思想没有有这个民权的运动的种子在里面。
Because it doesn't have that human right in it.
所以呢，孟子不能产生民主的一种全运民族的这种观念。
So Mencius cannot produce this kind of thinking that man people is the head.
所以那个中国大陆的教授听我讲了以后
，So after hearing me, that professor from China,
那是五年前
，That was 5 years ago.
我讲二十世纪基督教与中国这个讲题，我在 Hunter 大学3天的讲座。
So Hunter University, I talked for 3 days on this very big topic of the 20th century and China.
过几个礼拜以后
，And after a few weeks,
他写一封信给我
，He wrote a letter to me.
我起先听了很不服气
，When I first heard it, I was so angry.
后来我就查中国所有的书
，So I checked the books in China.
结果发现有两次讲民主
So I found that two times I talk about something like the
民主
民主
他不敢翻译，因为他知道这个不一样。那个两次民主谁讲的你知道吗？
Who said that 民主
都是 皇帝讲的。
It's the emperor that says
皇帝讲什么的？
The emperor says
物为民之主叫做民主。
I am a people's master
我是百姓的主人，这个叫做
people's master。
所以中国根本没有民主。
So in China, there's no democracy.
回教也没民主。
What about Islam?
荷兰经也没民主。
What about Quran?
阿拉伯也民族。
What Arab?
全世界印度教的国家也民族。
What about Hindu countries?
你做梦。
You are dreaming.
印度的世界级啊。
The forecast system in the Hinduism
绝对不能使那个国家真正民主。
Absolutely will not produce true democracy in the nation.
但是印度是全世界最多人口的民主国家。
But it's the most populous nation in the world.
怎么可能呢？
而且不是
因为甘地领受了基督教思想回国去改造。
Because Gandhi has received the Christianity thinking and had became a reformer, Indian.
所以这个记者很年轻，对我说：“基督教二十一世纪还有什么东西？”
So when a reporter very young telling me that in Christianity, what can you offer in 21st century?
我告诉你，人类历史一直奋斗，都要从基督教领受真正的种子，从原动力去推动整个。
I tell you what, the true strength and development of the society in the future must depend on the motivational force coming from the biblical truth.
The only source and inspiration power to promote and to make progress of human culture, society, politics, and future is the word of God. 只有神的话产生人类文化、政治、前景真正的启示、启发、推动和真正的动因的能力。
Only the word of God becomes the source and inspirational force that will force and push mankind towards our future.
我看到有一些记者跟我谈话的时候
，Sometimes when I see the reporter talk to me，
起先心里想这个末世到底不知道讲什么。
Initially, I thought I wouldn't know what pastor was saying.
可怜他，不要讲太多，等等他倒掉了。
Maybe I will stay so deeply.
我心里想，如臭未干。
I said, "Yes, young."
你好好思想吧。
You must think carefully.
事情不是这么简单。
But things are not so easy as you think.
最伟大的思想家。
And the deepest thinker.
最伟大的哲学家。
And the greatest philosopher.
他们真正看出圣经的道理的时候。
When they truly see the truth of the Bible.
他们从内心的深处知道，神才是真理的源头。
From their heart, they truly know that only God is the source of truth.
每个国家都有法律，对不对？
Every nation has their own law.
这个国家认为合法的。
What is deemed as lawful in this nation?
那个国家认为 illegal.
And that nation will deem as illegal.
那个国家认为 constitutional.
What is deemed as constitutional?
另外一个国家认为不合法。
And that nation is not unlawful.
那么这些法律是谁定的呢？
Who fixed all this law?
很多人定的时候是为了压制别人才定。
A lot of people fix the law to suppress others.
很多人定别人的是为了自己统治方便才定。
They fix law in order to make it easier for them to rule.
哦，很多国家是如此。
A lot of nations like that.
特别是亚洲的国家。
Especially Asian nations.
特别是像新加坡这样的国家。
Especially Singapore.
它的法律很严谨。
The law is very strict.
对百姓很多很多的保障。
And the many protections they offer to the people there.
有很多很多的限制。
And also many restrictions.
对政府有更多的保障和益处。
And they even more protection and convenience for the government.
所以有的人说呢， the government is second God.
所以有人说了，政府就是第二个神。
但是加尔文讲过一句话。
And Calvin said,
sometimes,
有时
governments are the legalized robber.
有时政府呢是被合法化的强盗，
被合法化的强盗。
Legalized robbers are some of the governments.
全世界的情形是一样的。
The same with all the nations in the world.
虽然如此
，even though
加尔文说
，Calvin said
最坏的政府比没有政府还更好。
The worst government is better than anarchy.
因为人犯罪以后
，because ever since men have sinned,
需要用政权来保护法律。可以被执行出来。
You must have the political power to protect the law so that it can be executed.
那么你知道全世界各国的法律真正的基础是什么吗
？You know what's the foundation of all the laws in the world?
是十条诫命。
It's the Ten Commandments.
是神借着摩西赐下的律法。
It's the commandment that God has given through Moses.
现在呢，几乎没有一个国家同意一夫多妻了。
And no nation today will agree that one husband has more wives.
没有一个国家赞成可以犯奸淫。
And no nation will agree that we can commit adultery.
因为在十条诫说不可犯奸。
Because in the Ten Commandments say that you thou shalt not commit adultery.
不可杀人。
You cannot kill.
你不可偷东盗。
You cannot
你不可做假见证。
You cannot bear false witness.
你不可贪别人财。
You cannot greed on people's property.
所以第十条诫。
And the Ten Commandments
是人有私权的保障。